The banana plant in all its varieties has done much to keep the world alive down through the centuries, and there are more varieties of bananas and plantains than most supermarket shoppers can imagine. Dr. Angela K. Kepler is one of the world's leading experts on this abundant and life-giving fruit. She's offering a workshop this weekend at Maui Nui Botanical Gardens, and she joins us by phone. Good morning, Angela. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm just fine, thanks. Beautiful day.
You've certainly found a world of variety in what many would consider to be kind of a single subject, but there's a lot more than one might think, isn't there?
Yeah, there certainly is. Bananas are a lot more than a sliced fruit on your cereal in the morning of an imported Cavendish variety from Ecuador or Costa Rica. And I guess this is one of the reasons why I became a little bit of an ambassador for growing bananas here in Hawaii, and also to alert people to the immense and really previously unrecognized value of bananas, the traditional Maya of the Hawaiians in olden times.
Were the first Maya brought here by the original Hawaiians?
Yes, they were. Bananas are not native to Hawaii. They're actually are native to evolved in Southeast Asia. And Hawaii's particular traditional varieties are mostly from the New Guinea area.
So they're a so-called canoe plant?
They're canoe plants, but, you know, most people think of, oh, sort of a generalized canoe plant. Oh, yes, the banana came and somebody stuck a keiki in the canoe and brought it here and planted it. But this happened over at least two of the major migrations. With my husband and my research and work all over the Pacific, piecing together the rare varieties on different Pacific islands, particularly in the central Pacific, we found that actually the Hawaiians' original about 40 varieties came from all the way back to New Guinea. You can find bananas look almost identical to some of the varieties here. In Irian Jaya, for instance.
So it really becomes a bit of a detective story in your career.
It was indeed, because unfortunately very, very, very little was known about bananas, both in Hawaii and elsewhere in the Pacific. And so, yes, indeed, it was a detective story, trying to find what I could from the literature, which was very, very little, but basically going to islands and talking to anybody internationally that might know anything about Pacific Island bananas. And so it was a whole open field, and it was very, very exciting for us.
And from studying its history, you've got a whole kind of sense of mission about the future and what can be done with this fairly miraculous plant, yeah?
Well, I have, except with a caveat of pests and diseases, mm-hmm. You know, with the taro, the kalo, as pests and diseases, just about everything does. Sugarcane,
sure.
And bananas are also subject to this. And one of the reasons is they're not pure species. The bananas as we know them today, the seedless bananas, most people, you know, don't even think that their ancestors were once seeded.
Yeah.
And so we owe a great debt of gratitude to probably at least 30,000 years of seafaring farmers and island farmers to have chosen the best ones with the most pulp, the tastiest pulp, the fewest seeds, and selecting these all along the way so that by the time the so-called canoe bananas arrived in Hawaii, they were they're seedless, virtually seedless, and very, very tasty.
Are there a number of seeded varieties still around?
You mean in Hawaii or
no,
elsewhere?
No, just in general, elsewhere, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there are plenty. In fact, people that are familiar with ornamental bananas, the ones with the upright, pretty pink or orange showy buds, these all have tiny little seeds. You can see some in the ER Valley, for instance, and in Hana, Kipulu, some of the older Kama'aina families have some of these ornamental bananas. They're from as far west as India, but yeah, they have little seeded bananas is one that's called fuzzy pink. It is quite an amazing thing to see, and you open it up. It's
I would imagine.
Pink and fuzzy, like hot pink and fuzzy, and has these little black seeds and white.
See, this is a world beyond what most people know, and the ones that we see every day in the supermarket, where are they from?
They're basically from Ecuador and Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Enormous, enormous plantations. We also, and of course, with a whole load of pesticides and nematicides and a very, very controlled chemical environment. In fact, perhaps I shouldn't say this, but the bananas and potatoes have some of the largest tonnages of pesticides.
Because it's
applied to crops, commercial crops.
It's kind of in their physical nature that they absorb these materials.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, they do. They do indeed, especially the nematicides that are injected into soil.
Well, I would assume that you're more tended toward what you can grow on your own land, right?
Yes, we are indeed. We're certainly not in the commercial field at all. But at this point, I'd like to encourage people to grow commercially grown apple bananas and Williams bananas from the islands here. They may be a little bit more expensive, but they're supporting our local farmers.
Well, if you grow them yourself, they're not that expensive. How hard are they to grow in a backyard environment?
Well, one of the things I'm going to be talking about at the Maui Nui Botanic Garden Workshop is the best varieties to plant. And I think this is very important with the public awareness now of banana bunchy top virus. So we have to be very, very careful of which varieties are going to be most susceptible to the virus.
And which
are more resistant. And the apple bananas, actually, both the dwarf apples or the Santa Catarinas and the tall apple bananas that have been in Hawaii since 1855,
they're pretty good.
Some of the most resistant to the virus.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much, Angela, and we'll look forward to that talk this weekend. Dr. Angela K. Kepler is the author of The World of Bananas in Hawaii, Then and Now. She's giving a workshop this Saturday at Maui Nui Botanical Gardens on the best Hawaiian banana varieties to plant, the keys to their healthy maintenance. And you can learn more at hpr2.org.